All right, we are getting ready right now as we speak. We are getting ready to start the music. I want to welcome you guys. We are going into the enchanting journey of the mesmerizing world of Mystic Sunrise Topaz, and we are going to talk about everything about Mystic Sunrise Topaz.
On the first part of the journey, I was looking at radical rocks. There were fossils, minerals, and rocks and things. There were sand, and hills, and rings. The first thing I found was a geocrystals, quartz with no clouds. Agate was hot and the ground was hard, but the gems were there to be found. See, I've been through the desert, found a rock with no name. Felt good to have in my hand. In the desert, you can find lots of rocks, because radical rocks are everywhere.
That's right, radical rocks are everywhere. Today, we're going to talk about an amazing gemstone called Mystic Topaz or Mystic Sunrise Topaz. In fact, we're going to go into a lot of different varieties of Mystic Topaz, and we are going to talk about the alluring beauty of the gemstone, the intriguing origins to its stunning hues reminiscent of a glorious sunrise for the Sunrise Topaz, going over the spectrum of colors for different types of Mystic Topaz. So get ready for this fun and exciting episode, because you're going to love it, and you're going to learn a lot, hopefully. Maybe some stuff you didn't know before. So first, I want to thank you for tuning in, liking, subscribing, especially to the YouTube video. But join us on all social media. We're on Facebook. I've got a really big presence on MeWe. Just look up Radical Rocks on MeWe.com, and you can join our group there. We've got a group on Facebook, Radical Rocks. We're on X, Radical Rocks USA, and many other social medias that we interact on. If you want to see some other video content, you can also see our group on Rumble, which I'm not sure. I think that's Radical Rocks USA. All right. So I have a lot of beautiful pictures to show you of Mystic Topaz. I'm going to start over here. This is the Sunrise Topaz, just for you to look at. While I'm giving an introduction, we're going to talk about Sunrise Topaz, Mystic Sunrise Topaz, different varieties and types, locations where it's found, the myths that surround Sunrise Topaz and Mystic Topaz. We'll highlight the metaphysical properties and significance, the beauty of it, the mesmerizing colors, compare the contrast and different unique appearances to other types of Mystic Topaz. We'll talk about crafting it in jewelry. We'll talk about the care and maintenance for this jewelry. And that will probably be the conclusion of it. So let's go through that. We'll go through the geology as well. So Mystic Sunrise Topaz is a treated variety of natural white topaz. Also, there is orange topaz and multicolor topazes that can be treated as well. But the Mystic Topaz that we'll point out throughout this has a treatment that applies a thin color or a thin coating of a metallic coating to give this appearance here that we see. And I've got some better pictures to show you as well, through a process called vapor depositation. And this coating creates a mesmerizing rainbow-like color seen in this green Mystic Topaz sample that you see. Geologically, natural white topaz forms in igneous rocks, particularly in pegmatites, which are coarse-grained igneous rocks found in association with granites. These pegmatites form deep within the Earth's crystal during the cooling, the magma that they often contain many different varieties of minerals, including quartz and mineral form of, which is actually a mineral form of topaz and various other trace elements. emeralds, tourmaline, smoky quartz, all sorts of beautiful aquamarine, beautiful minerals that can be found in there. The exact geological conditions that are required for the formation of topaz and subsequently mystic topaz involve high temperatures and pressures, as well as the presence of specific chemical elements such as aluminum, silicon, and fluorine. These conditions allow the crystallization of topaz within the pigmatite rocks over millions of years, and different minerals are what give topaz its different colorization. After the natural white topaz is mined, it undergoes this treatment process called the mystic topaz treatment. During this treatment, a thin layer of metallic film is applied to the surface of the gemstone using vacuum deposition process. This metallic film interacts with light to produce a dazzling array of colors seen in mystic topaz, including hues of blue, green, purple, and pink. Also, yellows and reds can be seen as well, depending on the types of minerals. While the geological formation of mystic topaz begins with the natural formation of white topaz within pegmatite rocks, its distinct appearance is a result of human intervention through a treatment process which enhances its visual appeal and creates a mystical aurora. Mystic sunrise topaz being treated variety, it is a treated variety of natural white topaz found in the specific locations in its treated form. Okay, so I guess that's, I should have probably edited this, but it can be found in these orangish colors, but they add the metallics to it to give it even more colorization, so you'll have multiple colors in it, and we'll show you some samples of that. It's not found in its exact, like what you see here in this picture, in the natural geological conditions. Instead, the treatment process is used to create mystic topaz and can be applied to natural white topaz sourced from various regions where white topaz is mined. I don't want to miss any of the material, so I've made a pretty thick, heavy outline so I would get everything to you. White topaz is found in several locations around the world, including Brazil, Russia, Sri Lanka, Nigeria, Afghanistan, and the United States. Particularly in states like Texas, Utah, and Colorado is a great spot. Also can be found in Montana as well. I'm aware of that. However, it's important to note that the treatment to produce mystic topaz is typically performed after the white topaz has been mined, and the treated gemstones can then be distributed and sold globally. Therefore, mystic sunrise topaz can be found in jewelry stores, gemstone markets, and online retailers worldwide. Rather than being limited to specific geological locations where it's mined, mystic sunrise topaz, as a treated variety of natural white topaz, is not mined in specific geological locations. The treatment process to create mystic topaz involves this thin layer, which gives it its beautiful rainbow-like characteristics. And this can be mined all the way around the world and then produced and cut and then treated and brought to different locations where it can be purchased. And you can see, even on this page here, this is a website where you have the round green mystic topaz, and you could buy this one right here. It's $115. I'm not selling it. I don't have any sponsors for this episode. So, you know, buyer beware. These are just things that I found and wanted to share with you because of their beauty. The natural white topaz can be found in various locations, including Brazil, Russia, Sri Lanka, Nigeria, Afghanistan, and again, the United States. And the treatment process can be performed on white topaz is sourced from any of these locations, and the treated stones, again, are distributed throughout the world. So, mystic sunrise topaz itself is not specifically mined. Again, this is a treatment. Sunrise topaz is renowned not only for its captivating appearance, but its alleged mystical properties and metaphysic significance. While these beliefs are not scientifically proven, they add to the allure and fascination surrounding this gemstone in the spiritual and metaphysical communities. Here are some of the properties thought to be associated with mystic sunrise topaz. Enhanced creativity. Mystic sunrise topaz is believed to stimulate creativity and imagination, making it an ideal gemstone for artists, writers, or anyone seeking inspiration in their creative pursuits. Spiritual awakening is thought to be facilitated by this gemstone, aiding individuals in their quest for higher consciousness and spiritual awakening. Emotional healing. Mystic sunrise topaz is said to provide emotional healing and balance, alleviating stress, anxiety, emotional blockages, and is believed to bring a sense of calmness to the wearer. Be sure and talk to your doctor first, right? And don't eat them. It's just wearing them is all you have to do. Supposedly, it can help you manifest abundance, prosperity, amplify positive energy and intentions. Hey, I think if you feel good about a piece of jewelry, that definitely can amplify positive energy. That one, I could see that to a level. Protecting and cleansing. It's believed to have protective properties, where guarding or shielding the wearer from energies, negative energies, and physical attacks. Sunrise topaz is thought to cleanse and purify the energy field, promoting a sense of clarity and renewal. Alignment of chakras, helping promote confidence, and all kinds of good stuff. Balance and harmony, believed to bring balance and harmony to the mind, body. It just seems to be a catch-all gemstone. Just so many qualities are given to it on that genre. If you like it, wear it. I'm not a superstitious person myself, but some things just make you feel better, and I think that is just fine. Let's talk about the different types of sunrise topaz, and I've got some wonderful examples of them. Let's scroll through and look at some of these beauties here. Emerald Sunrise Mystic Topaz. This one's $125, beautiful gemstone here, being handpicked by GIA. You can see these stones are very affordable. This is a 2-carat stone right here. Decent sized rock, right? So some of the types are the Golden Sunrise. This is here. This one is a little bit more orangish. The one we saw before, there's kind of a nice one. See, this one's more of a kind of a golden. You've got all different types of shapes that they can be faceted in. But the Golden Sunrise is a variation feature that has warm golden tones with flashes of pink, orange, and yellow, resembling the vibrant colors of a sunrise. The golden hues evoke feelings of warmth, energy, and vitality. We also have some, here, this one's pretty warm looking, isn't it? That is nice. Sunrise Topaz, emerald cut, beautiful. Only $15. How cheap is that? That's pretty nice, you know. You could buy a calibrated setting and get a prong setter. And maybe I should go over how to set a gemstone. You just look it up on eBay and look at somebody that's got more experience than me. These are beautiful. Another type of mystic is the mystic blue. The mystic blue topaz displays ranges of blue hues from deep indigo to sky blue with flashes of purple and green. Tranquil blue shades evoke a sense of serenity and calmness, reminiscent of clear skies and calm waters. And we're going to get to those eventually. I wanted to show you some of these beautiful ones here with the different varieties and colors so that you could enjoy them. This one's only $10. Look at that. Africa Gems. You can go to africagems.com and take a look. They have a lot. They have a lot of beautiful. This one looks like a warm sunset to me, or sunrise. Yeah. Nice. Beautiful. Only $9. I mean, that's just very affordable. Something you can wear that doesn't cost $1 million. I mean, how good is that? And look at this. Here's the one with the purples, the greens, the yellows. This is a green mystic topaz. Beautiful. What about a mystic pink topaz? Yes. It showcases some soft, beautiful pink tones. These can have hints of other stones as well. Hints of white. It can have. It can be double colored. Well, I'm going to show you some beautiful variations of this. This white topaz, again, if you forgot, it's found in Brazil, Russia, Sri Lanka, Nigeria, Afghanistan, the United States, and it undergoes that treatment. The different minerals will give it different colors. Mystic Sunrise Topaz can be found in jewelry stores all over the world. It's very affordable. If it's set in gold, of course, it's going to cost a little bit more. Let's take a look at another one here. Let's see. See these different colors that are at the top? Let's see if I can blow that up for you a little bit. Let's see. Just go to zoom. Yeah, look at those. Huh? Let's close that. Look at that. See, you got the orange, got the deep indigo blue, you've got pink, you've got the white, you've got the blue, you've got the multicolored here with the greens and purples. Wonderful looking gemstone. Wonderful looking gemstone. Here, there's the pink right there. Beautiful stone. So here are some of the, so we talked about the locations, we talked about where it was mined, we talked about some of the significance for metaphysical type of people and associated crystal type beliefs. And we are going into the varieties. Pink with lavender and peach. Delicate pink has a hues that exude femininity, romance, tenderness, making a popular choice for romantic jewelry pieces. You know, pink stones are a wonderful gemstone for engagement rings. This is very popular right now. Why buy a piece of pink diamond, which is going to be $1 million, or a pink morganite, which is kind of a little on the brittle side and very expensive, when you can get one of these for just a few dollars? I mean, let's see, how much do they want for this one? They have a price on there? I bet you it's not more than $100. So look at how pretty that is. All right, Mystic Green, we talked about that. I showed you some pictures. It's a variation with lush green tones, undertones of teal, even turquoise. Beautiful hues of a forest or meadow. Refreshing green shades symbolize growth, renewal, and harmony with nature. What about rainbow? There's actually rainbow colors in here. Look at this one. Rainbow colors. This is not a rainbow one. This is a beautiful purple and green. I blew it up so you can't really see the details of the stone, but I blew it up so you could see the colors of the stone. This is a kaleidoscope of colors, the Mystic Rainbow, and I'll show you some of those in a minute. And it has shades of purple, green, blue, pink, yellow, creating a vibrant, captivating display reminiscent of a rainbow. Multicolored variation symbolizes joy, positiveness, and just really a beautiful piece, popular in culture today. Here's a beautiful, another orange one from Brazil. This one is 0.15 carat. It's only $11.20. I mean, how do you beat that? Go to nwgems.com if you want to look at some of their gemstones. Okay, let's blow this one up. Remember I was telling you about the pink with the two hues? Yeah. This is it right here. Now, hopefully we don't lose too much definition. Okay, you can see that color. Look at that. That is amazing. So we've talked about the rainbow. We've seen some that do have rainbow colors. This is the pink multicolored that I talked about earlier. There's even a mystic purple. You can see one in the back there. Mystic Purple Topaz showcases rich purple hues with flashes of magenta and violet. The regal purple tones symbolize luxury, creativity, and spiritual enlightenment. These beautiful color variations. Look at this one. Is that not a rainbow? Is that not a rainbow? I tell you, look at that stone. Look at that thing. That is gorgeous. Oop, I guess I can only get it so big. So that's about as big as I can get it right there. Look at that. crystaldigest.com. Just look up Mystic Topaz. They've got a whole article on it. It's really good. We're talking about a lot of those things, but you can look at that. The color variations can occur individually or in combination, resulting in unique dynamic patterns with each Mystic Sunrise or Mystic Topaz gemstone. Whether you prefer a warm glow, golden hues, cool, elegant, or blue tones, Mystic Sunrise Topaz offers diverse range of options to suit every taste and every style. Mystic Sunrise Topaz is very popular. We have Mother's Day coming up. It's very popular for holidays, birthdays, Mother's Day. Your little girl would love something like this if you have a daughter. Craftsmen and jewelry designers utilize these gemstones in stunning ways to create pieces, and I've got some ideas on that for you to look at too. Here's the blue Mystic Topaz. Let's see if we could blow that up. That is a beauty. We'll zoom that up a little bit. All right. See if I can get that to scroll up so you can see it a little bit. Oh, don't do that. There we go. All right. Look at that. Mystic Neptune Topaz. They come up with new names all the time. Titanium Topaz, Alaskan Topaz, Caribbean Topaz, Rainbow Topaz, all these different titles and names and, you know, kind of the way they're being marketed. So all of these stones can be used in one way or another to be able to enjoy the beauty of the color. Bring out the color in your eyes, just your favorite color. This is Gemporia, Gemporia.com. Just look up Mystic Topaz Gemstone on that website, and you will find this article all about it. Here is a beautiful ring. This is more or less a rainbow pattern. I'll blow this up as much as I can. We can blow it up to about 250% right there. Look at those colors. Beautiful. Mystic Sunrise Topaz is frequently set in a ring. It can be the centerpiece, it can be multiple colors, multiple designs, and it is beautiful as the main stone with accent stones around it or as access stone. Vibrant colors of these gemstones make it a captivating focal point for this type of a statement ring. For earrings, it's also quite beautiful. Look at that. Look at that color there, the pink right in the middle. Look at that. Look at this one. I know they're not natural, but they really are beautiful and unique. They're affordable. I love real, genuine gemstones, but sometimes, you know, you just got to open up. Look at this pink one with a white center. Look at this one with the purple and the kind of a golden tan color. They're just amazing. You can find this. I just got this at google.com images, and they're all separate little places you could click on to look at these gemstones to buy them. So if you just put Mystic Topaz and click the Google images, these will pop up. And then you can look at these different companies that are here if you want to check out some of these unique beauties. Look at that. Just spectacular. Spectacular. Look at that one. Pinks, golds, oranges. Just a beautiful, beautiful, pretty gemstone. And we're going to talk about this. It's not just for women. Actually can look really good in a men's ring too. So don't count it out. Okay, so we talked about earrings. This, you know, you can match any outfit that you have. Okay, I'm not the greatest at color coordinating, but you can tell when it's done right. I may not be able to do it right on myself, but I can tell if it looks good on you. I can actually kind of tell if it looks good on me afterwards, but not as I'm putting it on, right? Necklaces and pendants. Let me get a swig of my coffee here. So it works beautiful for necklaces and pendants. A woman that has a nice a little pocket on her dress or her blouse, you can hang that down appropriately. Really looks pretty. Can have a shorter one. If you're older and you don't want that skin, it can also lay on the right color clothing. You'll have to figure that out. I'm not a fashionista by any stretch of the imagination. I'm just a a guy that likes kicking rocks, for goodness sakes. I sing about rocks. Bracelets. This would look great on a bracelet. Look great on brooches or pins. Custom designs. I'm going to show you some of those. Mystic Sunrise Topaz looks great. Customized settings, unique cuts. We've looked at a lot of different cuts today. Look at that. Wow. Wow. I mean, that's gorgeous. I wouldn't wear it, but man, that is an eye catcher. You wear something like that with a pink or purple outfit or something that has those type of hues, you're going to look amazing. People are going to notice that. They're going to be talking about it. And they're not that expensive. Like a piece like this might be a couple hundred, $300-$400, especially if it's gold. It's going to be, you know, going to be a little pricey, but you're not going to get that kind of a color in a gemstone anywhere else. And you're not going to get something that's such an eye catcher at this price. Isn't that amazing? Special treatments to get that type of a stunner right there. Here you can see a lady wearing a beautiful blue topaz. I don't know. I looked up Mystic Topaz, but this could be just a standard topaz, but it's quite beautiful. This one over here looks like it could be maybe Mystic. Usually you get a little few more color sparkles with them. All right. Here's another nice looking ring. Let's look at this one. I'll blow this up for you a bit. Look at that. Wow. Deep purple with a blue center. Custom ring. That looks gorgeous. That looks gorgeous. Elegant. Elegant. All right. Look at that. I like these warm colors. That's the one that really looks like the sun. It's got the golden. It's got the red. Let me go back and check. Okay, so this one, this is all Amazon, Walmart. So again, just look up images. You can look up, you know, jewelry. Look up this type of ring. This one is another image that you can just pull up and look at. Data image. Just look up images of this type of gemstone. This one here. Another image from healingcrystals.co or Healing Crystals Company. So you can go check that out. Beautiful. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. Look at this whipper. Wow. Wow. This one's at Jim Rock Auctions. So here's one that you could buy right here. Isn't that nice? Beautiful colors. Beautiful colors. So mixed media, artisans crafts, traditional jewelry crafting. All these are great ideas for Mystic Topaz. It can be incorporated with mixed media, artisan crafts such as beading, wire wrapping, macrame. These techniques allow for the creation of one-of-a-kind jewelry pieces with decorative items and distinct bohemian flair. Now, they do have beads. I should have got some pictures of those. You'll have to look them up. They're not as stunning as the cut pieces, but they do have multiple colors in them. So whether they're used in traditional jewelry or innovative artisan creations, Mystic Sunrise Topaz adds a touch of magic and sophistication to any piece, making it a cherished gemstone for jewelry enthusiasts and collectors alike. We're going to talk about proper care, which is essential for maintaining your jewelry in top condition. Look at this beautiful piece right here. This one's on Walmart. You can go to Walmart and apparently order this online. Isn't that cool? Beautiful. We saw another piece that was a lot like this. Men can wear these too. You probably saw this picture in the beginning. Here you go. It's a beautiful ring with mystic blue topaz. Here's another men's ring with some mystic fire topaz, they are calling it this time. So they call it all kinds of names. It's who knows, you know. There's no limit. And this one is found at Gemologic. Gemologica. So you can check that out. These other ones are other companies that are selling them. Mystic Fire Topaz Jewelry. So you can look up any of these if you want to check them out. Just blow up the screen and take a look. So proper care and maintenance for these beautiful gemstones. You want to take care of it. I don't know if it's safe to put this in ultrasound because the coating, I don't know that you want to damage that. Again, you want to avoid harsh chemicals. You don't want to damage the metallic coating. You don't want to expose it to harsh chemicals such as household cleaners, chlorine, and even perfume. So, yeah, put your perfume on. Don't put your perfume on your hands, and then put your jewelry on there. Avoid exposing it to these things because that can cause a discoloration or dullness over time. Okay, they're pretty durable. They're, you know, it is a topaz, which is, like a quartz family, so it's pretty hard. Clean it regularly to remove dirt and debris. Use a very soft brush and a mild soap and water solution. Gently rub the gemstone with a super soft toothbrush or a cloth. Rinse thoroughly with clean water and pat it dry with a lint-free cloth. Okay? Let's see if we can find another picture here. There we go. There's one of the original ones. Avoid extreme temperatures. Temperatures can cause thermal shock and potentially damage the gemstone. Avoid exposing your Mystic Sunrise Topaz to sudden temperature changes such as hot water or direct sunlight. So, like, if you come in out of the freezing cold or vice versa, and, you know, you get you drop it in the ice or something, you know, or you put your hand under hot water after you've been out in the cold weather. That's probably a good example. You don't want to do that because that could definitely damage your stone. This one says Port City Jewelers. Port City Jewelers. Beautiful, beautiful picture. Store it properly. Store it in a soft pouch or a jewelry box so it won't get scratched. Don't store it with other jewelry pieces. That's going to ruin your jewelry if you pile it all in a pile. Protect it from impact. It's relatively durable, but it can chip or crack if subjected to strong impacts or pressure. Avoid wearing jewelry in activities such as sports, heavy physical work, where it can come into contact with hard surfaces. I don't think you're going to want to steam clean it. Topaz can sometimes have water trapped inside, so that would heat up the water inside and potentially cause the stone to crack. You can have professional inspection periodically. Most jewelers will take a look at your jewelry. They'll check for loose setting, damage, or signs of wear. Prompt repairs and maintenance can prolong the life of your jewelry. Again, they give a warning in the research that I did to not use ultrasonic cleansers. Some jewelry can be cleaned in an ultrasonic cleanser, but Sunrise Topaz may be sensitive to the vibrations and heat generated by these devices. It's best not to use them. Stick with the nice rag and the soft cloth. All right, guys, I hope you really enjoyed this. I did have a video short with a small piece of sunrise topaz, Mystic Sunrise Topaz, that is actually one of the pieces in my collection on a short video. It's just spinning round and round while I kind of am promoting this video that I'm creating for you right now. I hope you appreciate the work and research that went into this. Really trying to step up our game the best we can and getting better equipment and doing a lot of research for you so that you can get every detail about these wonderful gemstones and rocks. Until next time, remember, rock hounds don't die. We petrify.